Good. All righty. Then this is, good afternoon. This is an informal hearing on case number PU-21-443. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. It is 20-3 on February 23rd of 2022. I don't have any opening comments on this case. Commissioner Christman, do you?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Hagenhoeffer?
No, I don't.
All righty. Then we, the three of us are here. We also have with us a number of staff and members of the company. I'll allow them to introduce themselves, please.
Brian Johnson, PSC staff.
Victor Shook, PSC staff.
Stuart Tomerdahl, Otter Tail Power.
William Rader, Otter Tail Power.
And then we have Randy Sinstelen, manager, regulator, renewable development, and Carrie Stephenson, associate general counsel, also on the line.
Excellent. And Bruce Gerhardt's in the room with us. All right. Our tradition is for the company to go first. So Stuart or William? William today, this time. All right.
Good afternoon, commissioners.
Thank you.
A little bit changing gears from the last one. We're talking about incorporating facilities into our rates, and now this one will be basically the request, and I'll just move to that right now. Is that sure? So I'll start with our summary just to start off, and I'll go through our agenda. So what we're requesting is to modify our North Dakota Energy Adjustment Rider monthly calculation. So basically, calculating the rates on a monthly basis for our cost of energy to exclude Hoot Lake Solar output from that calculation. And then could you just go back one? I just wanted to quick. So basically, we discuss our request, and then we'll give a little background reason of why we're doing this, and a little bit of information on the Hoot Lake Solar project itself, just to inform you on that. And then the current energy adjustment rider mechanics and why we need to do what we're requesting. And then give a little more detail on our proposed modification, a little bit on the customer impact, and then a recap of our request. I'd like to go to. So what happened was back in April of 2021, the Minnesota Public Utility Commission approved the Hoot Lake Solar project and authorized recovery using Otter Tail's renewable resource rider in Minnesota. And so within that approval, we had requested to assign the cost and output entirely to Minnesota. So 100% of the costs and 100% of the output would be paid for and benefited by Minnesota customers. And I have the second subset is a little quote from the commission in their order, basically saying that the commission in Minnesota will allocate 100% of the output and cost to Minnesota's jurisdictions. And one of the reasons for that is that Minnesota has some renewable or some solar energy standards that requires Otter Tail to meet about 1.5% of our total sales to Minnesota customers. And so this project helps satisfy Minnesota's renewable and emissions related requirements.
I'm curious, did you ask them to make this determination on the front end, the 100% of the costs allocated to their customers? Did you have to ask them, or did they volunteer that?
I got to be that guy. Yeah, we did. We okay. You know, based upon our assessment, as you'll see later, we know that there are different resource planning criteria in the two states, and because of these Minnesota-specific requirements, this was the first of its kind from a proposal for us. So it didn't come without a certain amount of pressure from them that maybe we should allocate it in the traditional sense from certain commissioners. But we did win the day in the sense that the commissioners supported us, at least in the majority, to accept the full responsibility given that the facility was going to be allocated for Minnesota requirements and under their resource planning criteria.
Is was that it a unanimous decision?
It was not a unanimous decision.
Who dissented?
I don't recall specifically, but I can get you that offline if you'd like.
Sure. I'm just curious.
That would be great.
Can rib them when I see them next.
I think you can.
Thank
and,
you.
And they you, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, it'll go both ways, no doubt.
Next slide, please, Stuart. I just want to make sure, can I be, am I being heard well? I don't want to get too close or too far away. Okay.
Sounds good.
So Bruce had kind of mentioned resource planning, and so the cost of Hoot Lake Solar in comparison to other Hoot Lake, or other, sorry, other solar facilities is very low, comparatively speaking, but based on North Dakota's resource planning criteria, it's still slightly higher than what would be considered cost justifiable. But for Minnesota's resource planning criteria, it is cost justifiable, and so as one of the reasons for the 100% allocation to Minnesota.
Why, compared to Minnesota, why would you say that it's very low? Is it because you already had an interconnection there, or are there other, what are the big factors that make this low compared to solar, rather? Other solar facilities?
I would say the existing interconnection at Hoot Lake, but I can defer that to Randy Sinstelin to provide more input.
Part of what we'd heard from as part of that Minnesota approval process was comments made from folks who have seen other solar projects being implemented. And so that was the basis of it being a lower cost project than what the commission had seen in the past.
Thank you.
Next slide. And we can just go forward. So we're just gonna
quickly, did you develop this yourself? The solar?
Yes, okay. We're in the process.
Okay.
So just gonna give us a quick description on Hoot Lake Solar itself. So it's going to be constructed around or near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and a part of that site will be on the recently retired Hoot Lake coal plant that retired in May of 2021. And so it's going to be on about 450 acres, and it's going to have a capacity of just under 50 megawatts, and that is based on around 130,000 solar panels. We estimate that it's going to produce about just under 90,000 megawatt hours on an annual basis, and that's based on about a 20% net capacity factor. Right now, we expect it to be operational sometime in 2023. So that is just a brief description of the project itself. Is there any questions on it?
How does that capacity factor change just in the winter? Like, what would it be estimated at?
I'm going to phone a friend or Randy.
You know, I don't have those numbers right off the top of my head, but it's considerably less in Minnesota, given the shorter daylight hours.
Less than 20%.
Correct.
Okay. And so I would be interested, just because I'm learning, and this is a real live project, what the seasonal difference is, and what that season is like. Is it October to March? Is it December to March? Or what is that season?
Sure. What we, and for our analysis, we've broken it down into an 87-60. So we can show what we anticipate the energy output to be for, say, for instance, the month of January compared to the month of July, if that would be of interest to you.
Sure, that would be great.
All right, any other questions, Victor? Okay, perfect. So basically this is another slide similar to what you've seen in the previous presentation of our, not all of our generation facilities throughout our three states. But the main part we want to point on is before Hoot Lake Solar, Otter Tail would build and operate its generation facilities on a total system basis, which means all the costs and output was proportionally assigned to each state in which we do business. But now Hoot Lake Solar is different, and that 100% of the costs, but then also the output from that facility needs to be allocated to Minnesota, as opposed to historically the output from any other plant would be benefiting the entire grid. Next slide, please. So our current energy adjustment rider, which is under rate schedule 1301, basically uses a rolling average of 4 months historic cost to calculate the, uses the 4 month average costs over the 4 month average sales to calculate the next month's rate. And so we use previous 4 months costs over previous 4 months sales to calculate the rate for the next month. And so based on that, we're calculating it on a total system, so all of our costs over all of our sales. And so when a wind or a solar facility is added, that zero fuel cost replaces the need to acquire energy from a higher cost resource. And so when we add them to the market, it generally decreases the average fuel cost and based on our current calculation. Next slide, please, Stuart. And so what we are requesting in this docket is to include in the monthly calculation basically a kilowatt hour amount that would represent making market purchases instead of having Hoot Lake Solar output. And in a sense, basically taking Hoot Lake Solar out of the equation, since that's being paid for and contributing to only Minnesota. And so what this will do is basically make it as if the rate would function as today, as if Hoot Lake Solar was never constructed. And so that's what we're asking, is to basically take Hoot Lake Solar out of the equation. And so then with that, we also will not pursue any requests to charge any project costs to North Dakota customers through a renewable rider, for example.
So that would make the monthly fuel costs go up, because you'd be taking out, you'd be exchanging a renewable or a solar, which you count as zero fuel costs, with market purchase.
It will make the rate go up once Hoot Lake Solar is on the system, but if we look at, because Hoot Lake doesn't exist now, and then we're trying to make, represent, or reflect as if it didn't occur on the system for North Dakota, it would pretty much be the same. So once it's on the system, yes, it will decrease because we were adding a slight cost to that. That makes sense.
It doesn't.
Sorry. Maybe I can be more clear.
Sometimes Victor and
Duncan. Well, I'll give it a stab. We'll give you another shot if this doesn't work. So
I probably said decrease, but I just said increase.
No, you were saying it correctly. So it will look to North Dakota customers' fuel costs as though Hoot Lake Solar does not exist. So right now Hoot Lake Solar doesn't exist,
yeah,
and they're paying a certain amount in their energy adjustment rider. Their energy adjustment rider will look the same tomorrow as it did today, as if Hoot Lake Solar isn't in there.
Okay. Then how come he was talking about it's going to increase because you're taking a zero cost.
Remember, they're removing the rider. So Hoot Lake Solar will be an owned resource, so it would, you know, so let's just pretend it were to go into North Dakota rates. It would go into the renewable rider rather than the energy adjustment rider.
Right.
So
once it's being
once it's in place. So that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But its energy will be out there in the MISO market,
yeah,
on behalf of Otter Tail. And that will displace energy that Otter Tail would have otherwise purchased from the market to serve customers. So what they're essentially saying is, whatever energy this thing puts out, we're going to put into our calculation of the fuel cost rider at the LMP price of that node, mm-hmm, not at what its cost is to us. And we're going to stick that in to make the calculation to figure out how much North and South Dakota pay for their energy adjustment rider.
Yeah, so it'll go up because we're paying for it. It has to go up.
Nope.
I'll give it a shot. But yeah, I mean, the output is a zero cost output, and so you've got X number of megawatt hours going into our system calculation at zero cost. So if we didn't make any adjustment and allowed North Dakota customers to benefit from that zero, it would reduce the fuel clause from where it is today.
Got it. All right.
But because it's all going to Minnesota, then we have to kind of remove that from the system calc.
Yeah, so it'll go up a little bit.
Up to roughly where it is today without the system. Without.
Got it.
Okay.
So it'll be about the same. Only we won't be paying on the renewable rider.
Correct.
So it'll be a savings for our customers on that side.
It's as if Hoot Lake Solar does not exist from a North Dakota perspective, is what we're trying to create.
It's dead to us. Probably not.
It took four of us to explain a very simple thing.
Well, it might just be me. Don't be offended.
No, because, I mean, theoretically, it does increase, but it, anyways.
Yeah.
Don't blow it now.
Yeah,
I know. I'm done talking.
We've got it.
Stop
on
your head. Trust me.
I'm just. All right. Stop. Yeah.
Again, as I was thinking about it last night.
I was just trying to prove that I could explain it, but I won't. I'll prove it to them in the car. This slide is just showing a proxy of the calculation that we'll plan to do, and what this is just showing is what we plan to do is take for every hour that there's output for Hoot Lake Solar, we will multiply the generation for that hour by the LMP price, the locational marginal price at the Hoot Lake node, which will come up with a cost to represent what purchases would have been, and then we'll add that up for the month, and that'll be what's included in the EAR calculation. Next slide,
and
please.
The numbers you're using
fictitious.
For the right, like they don't even look like a realistic progression of LMP prices throughout the day.
They were just a fictitious example.
Okay, just wanted
And so just to provide some. Impact on what this will look like is that our total system fuel costs, which we calculate our EAR on, is 100 to 120 million, depending on many different factors. And so we estimate that the total system purchase power cost impact of Hoot Lake Solar is about $2 to $3 million a year. And that's all subject to its actual output and the LMPs. And so, and then this is just a slide. This next one is if we were to allocate Hoot Lake Solar jurisdictionally, the current revenue requirement allocated to North Dakota, if let's say it were to be requested to include it in a renewable rider, if we were to not go the approach that we're requesting, would be about 1.6 to 1.9 million. For a North Dakota share, that would be included as a revenue requirement in a renewable rider. Next slide, please. So, just a quick summary: we are just requesting to modify the energy adjustment rider calculation to exclude Hoot Lake Solar output from the calculation and make it as if it does not exist on the North Dakota system.
Could you? Calculate what the difference is would be or is going to be between the slot on 14, the North Dakota share of what would be collected through the renewable rider compared to what we're going to be paying in the average.
The energy adjustment rider?
Yeah,
savings.
Yeah, the energy adjustment rider. Compared to what we would be paying for the whole thing.
Yeah. I can.
You're looking at 35% roughly of the 2 to 3 million would be sort of the, I mean, you calculate it on a system basis, but then you know, about 35% North Dakota customers, you would say it'd be about 35% of that.
So about 900,000 would be the
Energy saving or cost.
The energy costs about 900,000 versus 1.7.
To 1.9 on the revenue requirement.
So about $1 million annually. We'd be saving.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Based on the price, what we're paying and what we would be paying for the and the renewable rider for owning it.
That's an accurate way to you can look at that.
And that's all I have. Any more questions?
Any other questions, Ryan?
I have a couple questions, if I may, about the project, but not about this case.
Great.
Would you go to slide 7? Yep. And refresh me on where this project is from Fergus Falls. Or...
Randy, do you want to give a geographical? I mean, it's on the east side, right by the river.
It's right there.
Right there. Are you familiar with where Hoot Lake Plant was?
I've been told before, but I don't really know. Okay. So, okay.
It's right there.
I see it.
And south.
So the depiction on page 7, is that just a sample of a solar panel that you didn't have to pay to print? Or is that a picture of the model that you're developing?
We'd have to ask our communications.
Okay. Because that thing doesn't look like it would last through northern tier winters.
I can't speak to that one, but I don't think that's not an appreciable life farm.
I remember the large solar farm that we cited and hearing descriptions of how it was being built. That sounded a lot better than how that picture looks. That one, but it doesn't matter. I guess that's not the model.
That one's in Utah or California.
Arizona.
I've
seen ones like this in
there. Have you? Yeah.
I think a bald eagle could just about wreck that one, and they can't even wreck a wind blade.
They aren't allowed there either, Randy.
The bald eagle's revenge.
All right. Any other questions about this project?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any questions from you? Have we had all the fun we're going to have today?
We're good.
Do you have some things
to add? From staff's perspective, I've been through the filing, done the review. I agree it is would likely be North Dakota's preference to not be a part of the Hoot Lake Solar Project. I think the tariff revision that they've requested is reasonable, accomplishes what they would like. I mean, this is we're used to the term proxy pricing. That's essentially what we're accomplishing with this, and
yeah,
I think it's appropriate.
And a decision on this wouldn't have the same kind of time constraints as the other. We really have all year to do this one, right?
Before the end of the year, we'd prefer.
Well, we got a couple months, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, the facility won't be in service until 2023, so.
I will say I appreciate you being proactive and getting that approval from the commission. You have been listening to us. And also to others in North Dakota who don't really like being beholden to Minnesota policymakers. So that was good proactive work on your behalf.
Ditto.
Okay, any other issues? Okay, then do any of the parties object to all of the slides and the recording being used as part of the official record in which a decision will be made?
No objection.
No objection.
All right, then that will be what we do. If there's nothing else to add from either side, then I think that we're good to go. Thanks, everybody. Our informal hearing in this case is closed.